Stacy Pearson says Pittsford is incredibly lucky to have a preschool set on more than 45 acres of woodlands.
So you walk up to this little quaint cedar shingled building, and it's all for these little kids, and it's nestled in the woods. I call it preschool utopia. And why destroy that?
Several years ago, teachers at Caverly began to use the extensive network of nearby trails as an outdoor classroom. Stacy Pearson says it's a great way to get kids moving and promote nature.
I learned so much from my son because of this program. The caddisflies, you know, he'd pick up a leaf at 4 years old and say, hey, this is an oak tree leaf. And I'm like, yep, you're right, it is. They get to experience nature, and a lot of kids, this is the only experience they get.
Pearson's and other parents worry that the program will be too difficult to run if it's moved to Lothrop Elementary School, which is in a much busier part of town. But John Castle, superintendent of the Rutland Northeast Supervisory Union, disagrees and says students and teachers will just have to access the trails differently. And he says having the pre-K program within the elementary school means 3- and 4-year-olds will be able to use the school's library, gymnasium, art, and music programs.
From our perspective, it's an asset that the students would be in the building. There's an opportunity for some continuity between the early ed programs and the kindergarten programs, a chance for coordination with those teachers, a chance for those students to work together.
Castle says the move also makes economic sense. The current preschool building was built around 1920, and a committee formed to assess the pros and cons of relocating the pre-K program believed needed repairs will cost between $30,000 and $60,000.
And I think one of the real concerns is that if we're making investments in Caverly, that potentially is at the cost of investing in the programs and services and facilities of the Lothrop building.
But committee member and preschool parent Charity Ujair says she's troubled that so much emphasis has been put on cost.
There was very, very little effort put toward the topics of what is really best for the children beyond simply putting them in the same box that everybody else is.
The Pittsford School Board has the final say on the matter, and their chairperson said it would be improper to comment before they've heard all the facts. They're meeting tonight and will likely make a decision by January. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Pittsford.